you are the creator of thought, which means that in some metaphysical way, you're the creator of your life. Thought originates with each one of us. But most of us have trained ourselves to believe that whatever we think just sort of happens, and thoughts just sort of, I call it the pop-in theory, you know? They just sort of pop in, and I can't help it. I'm walking along, and they just, boop, there's a thought, and it's just there. And I can't help it. It just happened. That isn't true when you train your mind. We spend so much of our energy training ourselves in all kinds of areas. We train ourselves in business, and if we're going to get a new computer system, we go out and we spend millions of dollars in a company, and we train people how to work it, and we want to become good at golf or swimming or tennis or backgammon or anything that you can think of. We know that we got to go out and we got to practice, and we got to train ourselves. We train ourselves, and we ignore our mind, which is 99% of who we are. We just completely ignore it. Like there's no training available for our minds. And we can all do that. I've really learned how to do it myself. No one ever taught me, but I've really learned how to train my mind. I mean, anybody listening who thinks that they have a bad memory, if they want to train it, they can just order a couple of sets of tapes right from this company. They can work on training their memory. And in a matter of a week, you know, when I used to teach at the university, I taught in Berlin for a half a year. There were 70 students in the class. And I would have the first student introduce themselves and their name. Then I would have the second student introduce the person who was just introduced and himself. And then each time I would repeat it. Then I'd have the third student introduce the two that he had just introduced plus himself. And we do that for the whole class. That's by the time we got to the 70th student, they had to introduce everybody in the class by name. And I would then repeat each one of them. And I just had a very simple technique for doing that. It was just like concentrated effort on making my mind remember 70 people's names in an hour and a half. Now, I wasn't doing it to waste an hour and a half. This was a class on teaching people how to identify neurotic behavior. And it's like what I wanted to do was to teach them that they could do things with their minds, just like their patients do, that they never thought of, that they never even dreamt were possible for them. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, they would have like 80, 90% recall. And by the end of the fourth or fifth week, everybody knew everybody's name in the class. And they had all trained themselves. And most people go out there and they're introduced to somebody. They say, hello, my name is Wayne. They say, what would you say your name was? They can't remember one person's name in 1 minute. And they think that, oh, I have a poor memory. But it's because they don't train.